Welcome to a new special series called The Bathroom Break. That extra 10 minutes you either have to listen to marketing tips or use the bathroom or both. But I don't recommend both, but that's your choice.
This collab's gonna be super fun. We have Daniel Murray from the Marketing Millennials and me, Jay Schwedelson from the Do This Not That podcast and subjectline.com. Each episode in the series, we are gonna go over quick tips about different marketing topics. And if you wanna be in the bathroom, fine, just don't tell us about it. Thanks for checking it out.
We're back with another episode of The Bathroom Break. I'm here with Jay Schwedelson of Do This, Not That podcast, which is top three in the charts, hits one probably every 2 weeks, which is amazing. And I'm Daniel Murray, top 20 podcast. I'm way behind him on the charts. But I wanted to start out. You had a interesting week. What was your top moment of the week this week?
I hate you so much. So I had a colonoscopy this week, which, by the way, PSA, everyone should get their colonoscopy when they reach the right age and all. This is my second one. The bonus is you lose a few pounds. It's a party the night before, but it's not that bad. It really isn't. And then immediately afterwards, you could eat whatever you want. So I got the best turkey sub, big bowl ice cream, loved it. So
wait. You have one advice, and your wife gives you one advice for when you get. No,
I can't talk about that.
Okay, we won't talk about it.
All right, I'll say it in a certain way that when you are prepping for your colonoscopy, when you think that you might have to go to the restroom, you do. Okay, there's no in between, basically. Like go. Because if you think, oh, I'm in the in between, you're not, and that's when bad things will happen. That's about as best as I could.
That's a pretty good advice. That is pretty good advice. But I want to go into the topic for today. Is we're going to kind of talk about pulling back the curtain on micro influencer deals, how influencer deals actually happen. Do you want to kick off some examples that you've experienced with influencer deals?
Yeah. So let's first state that neither Daniel or I think that either one of us are important. We're the farthest thing from anybody that should be influenced by anything that we post. But we do both get reached out to for these micro influencer deals. And we thought it would be interesting to share how those are structured, if they're effective, and if you may want to be doing them for your business, not with Daniel or I, but whatever industry you're in, whatever sector you're in, consumer business, whatever. And micro influencer deals actually work better than if you get a massive influencer. Because when you get a massive influencer, you got to pay a boatload of money. But micro influencers, you don't have to pay a lot of money and you can get some good bang for your buck. So for me, for example, I'll get reached out to and I'll say, okay, we want you to help promote our new piece of software, our brand, whatever it is. And the first thing is you want to make sure, I want to make sure that I buy into the product, the service, the whatever. But assuming that I like the company and all, the way the deals normally get structured is whatever platform that influencer has their biggest following. For me, it happens to be LinkedIn. There's a package that's put together. Okay, you're going to do three social posts over, you know, a 90-day period, and we're really trying to push this particular product or offer. And then you go back and forth and collaborate on the copy in the post. You go back and forth about if you're going to use a meme to try to drive the attention, whatever it may be. And then you're paid in kind of like a quarterly package, and you review the performance of those posts. And I would say, in general, when you work with an influencer that has maybe anywhere from 50,000 to 200,000 followers on a platform, you're probably, in terms of cost, in my what I found, you're looking at anywhere from like $5,000 to about $25,000 per quarter for that type of engagement. I don't know if that's in the ballpark of what you see or what you do. What do you think?
I'll say there's a, let me just pull back, there's a few types of influencer deals out there that you can go do. One, there's affiliate influencer deals. So a company will come to you and say, if you post X, Y, and Z, you get a percentage of the deal. That one's a little harder because it's results-based. It's better for the on the company side, but it's harder to take as an influencer because you got to keep posting a lot of things and you don't know the back end. And we all know how attribution works. Sometimes if you say something, something can happen. So one is affiliate. Two is just one-off post. So what a lot of companies will do is they will have they'll reach out to a group of influencers and they say, we're doing a launch of this product. We'll pay you for one or two posts to do this on your platform, and they will pay you based on your follower count. So it anywhere from like a small follower to be 250 a post to anywhere to like 5,000, 6,000, 7,000, depending on your follower. So that's like a one-off post. I think it's good for a company to do it for a launch of something, but I don't like one-off deals for influencer stuff because it's hard to you are building trust with someone else's audience. So you need multiple touch points, just how you do on Facebook, just how you do on everything to get on top of mind. So the one-off deals, a lot of companies will come a lot of times and say, I want to buy one newsletter ad or one post. It's really hard to see results off of one thing that you do. So they'll come up and one. Then there's larger influencer deals that happen, like Jay's kind of alluding to, quarterly, half year, yearly deals that you go into. And the year they'll say, we want to do these multiple touch points, or if the year we want to do LinkedIn, newsletter, podcast, and they'll pay you a certain amount for those deals. But then I'll go into more how the process goes so people know. What happens is someone reach out to you. They'll say, hey, I want to do a deal. Let's do the one-off post because it's easier. I'll do a one-off post for you. They'll ask you your rate. So you will give them a rate. Always, as if you're an influencer, always give a higher number so you can negotiate down. I'm pro creator here because there's no transparency of the industry of how much people are getting paid for this. So always give a higher number. I always recommend people do that. But usually they'll give you that. Then what happens is, you'll sign a deal with them. You'll sign a paper. Then they'll give you a brief. And the brief is what you follow. And sometimes in the package, the deal says we expect 100 engagements on the post. So you are supposed to hit that and you might not get paid. So sometimes there's an engagement clause, there's stuff like that. And then once you post, then you can... Once you send your invite, there's sometimes back and forth of creative editing, and that could take a long time. And then they tell you the day to post, you post, then you share the results with them, good, bad. And then you can get multiple deals. Sometimes it's a multi-month, one post a month. It could be multi, but that's really behind the scenes how it happens.
You know, and just throwing in there, if you're out there like, well, my company's not right for an influencer deal. We're some boring B2B thing, or our consumer brand's too small. And really, this has nothing to do with me getting a deal. I could care less. But there really is a lot of value there because you're able to get this quasi-endorsement from somebody who has a big following on the consumer side or on the B2B side. And if you have marketing budget where you're running, you know, paid ads on whatever platform, you've never tested a micro-influencer, I think you're missing out on one of the most cost-effective channels that exist. So you have to at least test it. And really, you probably already are following the micro influencers in your space that you'd love to work with, and they would probably love to work with you. But the one thing I would tell you is don't try to change what that influencer does or how they speak. Don't be like, okay, we'd love to work with you and we need it to sound like this. If you're not comfortable with the way that they speak, don't work with that influencer, because if they don't write it in the way that they speak and the way they post stuff, if it's memes or if it's whatever, it won't work with their audience, because that's why their audience follows them. And I've turned down a lot of opportunities where like, we need you to say exactly this. I'm like, well, I don't say stuff like that. It won't work. I'm really sorry. So don't try to change that person's go-to-market.
Yeah, I think the brief is the guardrail. So as a company, you should set a good brief to the creator and say, hey, I want to say this and not this. I want to say this. The point of a brief is not to tell the creator what to say. It's to give them guardrails that, hey, stick in this lane. So the problem is I see with a lot of companies is that they don't send out a good brief. And then they get mad at the brief. What the creator posts. But I think you need to set guardrails and have a good brief up front. And to go on your side, that I think the best way to do micro influencers is really good test is you get access to all these little audiences that have already built-in trust. Where like Facebook does not really have built-in trust of their users. Like it's not a person. You have built-in trust from Jay. You have built-in trust from other influencers out there. So you have built-in trust from them who they already trusted this person that they're going to give them good advice to do X, Y, and Z. So there's really built-in trust. But I do recommend if you're listening to this, and you could do a first micro test with that person, do a small deal, but if you want to have a influencer or a creator or whatever you want to call them, stick with you for a long time, commit with them for a long period of time because they will do things that are organically for you. They will talk about you in rooms. They will talk about you in communities. If you do one-off posts, they're less likely to do it. So if you hear business, I really believe that there will be a wave where there will be like, how Nike had Jordan. I'm not saying that, but like how Nike has all these athletes. Companies will have year-long B2B influencers, or companies will have year-long influencers as their face of their company. And you see this really in B2C a lot, but B2B, that will happen as well.
Totally. I think that's really, really good advice. All right. Before we wrap up here, Daniel, what is for lunch today?
Ooh, that is a great question. I'm actually going to have eggs and toast for lunch. I'm like breakfast at any time person. I love breakfast food.
Pancakes or waffles?
Ooh. Pancakes, but I do love like Belgian Liege waffles.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, those are great. What are you having for lunch? You're probably going to have like a salad. I know you.
Oh, well, the reason I have a salad every day for lunch is that way for dinner, I can go after it. So I always have the worst lunches possible. They taste like garbage. They're salads like with salmon or something.
Wait, isn't it like turkey meat?
No, turkey chili? Yeah, turkey chili Thursdays is a big thing in my home.
Yeah, absolutely. Turkey chili. Yeah, exactly.
There it is. Thank you for remembering that. Appreciate that. All right, we've covered a lot. We will see you guys in the next one. Go follow Marketing Millennials because they're awesome. Later. Daniel, come on, man. I got to get back to work. Get out of there. All right. While he's still in there, this is Jay. Check out my podcast, Do This, Not That, for marketers. Each week, we share really quick tips on stuff that can improve your marketing. And I hope you give it a try. Oh, here's Daniel. He's finally out.
Back from my bathroom break. This is Daniel. Go follow the Marketing Millennials podcast, but also tune into this series. It's once a week, the bathroom break. We talk about marketing tips that we just spew out, and it could be anything from email subject line to any marketing tips in the world. We'll talk about it. Just give us a shout on LinkedIn and tell us what you want to hear. Peace out.
Later.